Yeah, it has been a very, as you said, challenging 12 months for sports generally, and the Olympic Games unfortunately had to be postponed from last year. And we have been working tirelessly with our fleets to try to see how far we can get in terms of our representatives. And for now, we'll be having two athletes to represent Dominica at this year's Games. We have Tia Lafont in the ladies' triple jump. She was a bronze medal winner in the Commonwealth Games, 2018 Commonwealth Games in Australia. And we have Denik Luk, who is an 800-meter runner, who is right now in Jamaica. So we have those two athletes. So we have been, over the past few months, we have been totally focused on the Olympic Games. And although we have been totally focused, there have been quite a bit of uncertainty as to whether those games would have been held. As you know, they have had quite a few protests and demonstrations in Japan for the residents calling for the games to be postponed and even cancelled. But I always thought that it would have been held, because I know the vast investment that the International Olympic Committee and the government of Japan are put into the Olympic Games. So I was not surprised that they have maintained their stance to hold it. So, as I said, we are prepared as best as we can. Our first member of our team, the chef de monsieur, Mr. Woody Lawrence, left Dominica today, because you know the chef de monsieur normally leaves early, and because of all the uncertainty, he was supposed to have left last week, but he eventually left today. So we hope that he can have a safe flight to there, and he will lay the foundations for the rest of our contingent, which is made up of, I'll just say quickly, Woody Lawrence, the chef de monsieur. Then with the athletes, we have Tia Lafont as the triple jumper, coach Aaron Gadsden, physio Kayla Flagg, and we have the 800-meter runner, Denik Luk. And we also have Brendan Williams. He is acting as Secretary General, and we have myself as President, and we are honored to have Mr. Gavin Richards, who is the press attaché, who will be coming along. So this is the team of the Dominican contingent, and we're looking forward to have a good time. It will not be as normal, because you know that there are so many restrictions, so it will be a time of just being able to totally focus on the Olympic Games and reflect on your own performances. So it will be a competition and a tournament of difference that we have never seen before. But we have to understand, with the COVID impact in the world, the whole world is different now. So we are hoping that we can go out there and do well. And the bottom line is to try and come back to our families and friends in a healthy manner. But we'll all be in a bubble, and everyone is confident that the Japanese government and the International Olympic Committee have done everything that they can to make those games safe.